the continuation, really, of the end of last week's portion, when Zimri and Cosby were involved in an illicit relationship, and Pinchas came along and killed both of them. Zimri was from the tribe of Shimon. We're not going to go into the story, but Pasuk says that he was given this Brish Shalom, this covenant of peace, and he was given the status of becoming a Kohen for his act of zealotry in killing Zimri and Cosby. Another personality is in the parasha. Another personality, a very important personality, is found in the parasha. Another leader, and that is Yehoshua. Yehoshua is also mentioned in the parasha. Yehoshua is the successor of Moshe after Moshe passes away. So Yehoshua is appointed as his successor. So we have two very important leaders in the parasha. We've got Pinchas and Yehoshua. Pinchas's reward for his zealotry is he becomes a Kohen. Yehoshua's reward, but he was selected as becoming the successor of Moshe. The question is why wasn't Pinchas selected as the successor? After this tremendous demonstration of Yerushalayim, standing up for the honor of Hashem, surely he should be a worthy leader and successor of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a famous question. So the Kotzke Rebbe says, the reason is that a leader cannot have the trait of being a zealot. You can have a little bit of zealotry. You have to have a little, everyone has to have a little bit of zealotry. But to be the, to be a, to, that this is his prime identity, that he's, you know, the leader, the zealot, this is not appropriate for the leader of the Jewish people. And in as much as it was praised and it was lauded and he was rewarded with becoming a Kohen as a result of this, it wasn't the trait which was necessary to become the leader of the Jewish people. It needed more of a tolerant, more of a patient personality, and that was found in Yehoshua. But Pinchas had the trait of zealotry, and that was not the trait which was needed for the sake of leadership. It was needed, and it is needed, for the sake of being a Kohen, of kahuna, of being a priest. The Kohanim are known to be zrizim. They're known to be have alacrity. They have a lot of enthusiasm. They walk quickly. They go quickly. They do the avoda quickly. In the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the precincts of the intense avoda of Hashem, there has to be a very intense, almost zealotry-like behavior in the zrizus, and the alacrity of the service of the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash. And for that, Pinchas was suitable for that, and that's why he was given that title and that position of becoming a Kohen. But to become the leader, the person who can be lead the whole nation and be a guide for the nation and be able to relate to the nation, all the different peoples and personalities within the nation, this was not the trait which Pinchas had, and therefore Yehoshua was chosen for that. But if we zoom in to the actual episode itself of Yehoshua being chosen, so this is found in chapter Chof Zion 27, Pasuk Tesvav, and it says, V'yadaber Moshe al Hashem lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe spoke to Hashem. I don't think there's any other pasuk like that. V'yadaber Moshe al Hashem lemor. Not V'yadaber Hashem al Moshe lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe. There's a Hashem, Moshe, keep saying it by mistake. Moshe spoke to Hashem, saying, and he spoke to Hashem saying, Yifkod Hashem Elokei Aruchos L'chol Basa Ish Ala Eda. Hashem should appoint a leader of the people. But the way he says it is this: May Hashem, who is the master of Ruchos, the master of spirits, the master of Ruchos, the master of spirits of all flesh, should appoint an Ish, a man, Ala Eda, on the flock, on the congregation. So he asks Hashem, please, you, who are the Elokei Haruchos, you are the master, the God of all Ruchos, of all spirits, please appoint a successor to me. What does that mean? You're the master of all spirits. So Rashi says, Amar Lefana, he said before, Ribono Shel Almighty, Galui Lefanecha, it's revealed before you, Daito Shel Kol Echad V'Echad. It's known before you, the personality, the minds, the proclivities, the natures of every single person. They're not similar to each other. We're all not similar. We all look different. We all think differently. Manei aleihem manhig, appoint over them a leader, a manhig, sheyehei soval kol echad v'echad, who can deal with every single individual in Klal Yisrael lefi daito, according to his unique personality. So he wanted specifically, logically, to have a successor to him who could relate to everyone, who could be able to relate to and understand and be able to deal with people where they're at. That's the ingredient of a true leader, to be able to deal with people with who they are and their nuances, their differences, their unique personalities. That's something which Moshe felt it was very, very important to have in the leader, in the success, in his successor. And that's what he asked Hashem for. And that's what he asked Hashem for. And then a few psukim later on, it says, Vayoma Hashem al Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Kach lecha es Yehoshua bin Nun. Take for yourself Yehoshua bin Nun, ish asher ruach bo, an individual who has ruach in him. And Rashi explains, Kasha she'alta, just like you asked. Who's able to move with the spirit of every single individual, who has that ability to be able to relate to people with where they're at, their uniquenesses and their personalities. That's the kind of person you're asking for. That's the kind of person I'm going to give to you. And you'll find that in Yehoshua. Ish asher ruach bo, an individual who has a ruach in him, who has that ability, like me, so to speak, at least, you know, a semblance of my trait of being able to understand the ruchos of every single person, then that's what Yehoshua has, and that's who Yehoshua's land. That's going to be the next leader. That's the successor. So this really goes to what I said before, that the mark of a leader and what Moshe was wanted and what Hashem agreed with is a leader who can relate, who can be able to have that almost tolerance and ability to be able to adapt and be able, well, gotta be careful with that, not to adapt, but to be able to deal with and be able to interact with everyone for who they're at. So this idea is elaborated upon by the famous, the Alter of Nevardik, in his sefer called Madregas Adam. So he says, read the words, he says, what is the advantage of this? Yada Moshe knew ki kedelius manig al tzibur, in order to be a leader on the tzibur, lifter lahem kol shel seihem v'drishosehem, to be able to respond to them all of their different questions and their inquiries. Nachas adam kazeh requires a person like this, sheyodei ruach kol echad v'echad, who understands the spirit, the nature of every individual, usachunaso, and his proclivities and his nature and his midos for kala to usim shlo, and all of his mistakes as well. Someone who can appreciate and relate to the mistakes of everyone. For lifter shelosov, and to be able to respond to each individual's questions, lefi rucho v'daito, according to his spirit and his understanding and his personality, v'derach sichlo, and the way he thinks about things. V'kemen shebnei adam k'shem she'en patzufaseihem, in the same way that people's faces are not alike, therefore also the personality is not alike as well. We need a person who's an ish ashkolas, a person who has, you know, all of these different abilities within him. This is Yehoshua. This is what Yehoshua had. And that's what it means that he had. So that's what he was asking for. That's what Hashem Moshe was asking for, that he should have the same kind of ability, alokei al ruchos. If you think about the actual pasuk which describes Hashem's response to Moshe, so he said, "I'm appointing for you Yehoshua, Isha ruach bo, who has a ruach inside of him." So it's a little bit curious because the word ruach is a singular word, singular ruach, right? So Moshe is asking for a leader who has the ability to be able to relate to all ruchos, all spirits, all personalities, like Hashem. So Hashem responds and says, I'm going to give you Yehoshua because he's a person who has ruach inside of him. It kind of doesn't really shtim. You see, it doesn't fit exactly because the word ruach is one singular ruach. The Yehoshua has one singular ruach inside of him. How does that correlate with the ability to be able to relate to all ruchos, all personalities? Ruchos is plural. Ruach is singular. So it's a little bit kind of, you have to figure it out a little bit, exactly what Hashem means by that. Yeshua is someone who has a ruach inside of him. Okay, that's fine, but that's how does that translate into being able to relate to everybody? So the Or HaChaim is one of the commentaries on the Chumash. So he explains, he says that the trait of Moshe, of Yeshua possessing a ruach within him is, I'll read the words, he says, shehu ish ruach bo, he's a person who has ruach inside of him, meaning, ata yesh nucha shorash kol neshamas, you, Moshe, you are the root of all neshamas. V'hu yeshno b'bechinas ruach, but he is ruach. Now, this goes into the often discussed breakdown of the different levels of the soul, nefesh, ruach, neshama. Nefesh, ruach, neshama. The nefesh is the lower part of the soul. Ruach is the middle level of the soul. The neshama is the highest level of the soul in terms of how we relate to the different dimensions of the soul in our present lifetime. There are high levels of the soul beyond that as well. But for practical purposes, we deal with the ruach, nefesh, and the neshama. So he says that you, Moshe, you are the shoresh and the shamas. You, your soul is this kind of soul, a super soul. Moshe Rabbeinu's soul was like a super soul which contained all of the energies of all of the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. That was Moshe. That was Hashem saying to Moshe, you possess the shoresh of all of the neshamas, but Yehoshua is the bechinas haruach, is the shoresh of all ruchos, of all of the lower levels of the soul. And that's what it means. Shoresh kol ruchos, he's the root of all of the ruchos of the generation. V'tziva Hashem lismuch yodo, and then Hashem told him to lean his hand upon him and appoint him as the leader. But this explains a little bit because, you know, the reason why the singular word ruach is used, because it's a super ruach. It's a super ruach which contains all of the energies and all of the variances and all of the varieties of all of the ruchos of the Jewish people. And in that sense, that's why it's an appropriate response. He asks for someone who can relate to all of the ruchos of the Jewish people. Hashem says, I'm going to give you a Yeshua because he has a super ruach inside of him, because that ruach inside of him is a ruach which is the shorish, is the root of all of the ruchos, all of the spirits and personalities of all of the entire Jewish people. And in that sense, he's able to relate to everybody. Right, so it's an appropriate response. He's able to relate to everyone, and that's the mark of the leader, to be able to relate to everybody, as we say, to meet a person where they're at. Now, the truth is we're all leaders. We're all leaders in our own rights. We all are leaders in our lives. But this trait of being able to relate to people and meet people where they're at is an awesome trait to have, to be able to understand people, to be able to think about people, and to be able to vary our behavior and our interactions and our conduct with people based upon who the person is. Not that we should become, dependent and lose our personalities in the context of another individual. You can get into difficult and dangerous kind of behaviors if a person becomes melded just blanked out the word into another person's personality. But it means being able to relate to people, maintain your own independence, but also relating people to where they're at. I was just learning this week. Over here, I was learning this week in the Sefer Chinuch, in the mitzvah 338, which is the mitzvah, the prohibition of onas devarim, of verbal abuse, right? Verbal abuse. So the Sefer Chinuch writes, he says that in that commandment of not to verbally abuse anybody, he says as follows, he says that not to, shalom lahonus achum Yisrael b'dvarim, shalom no mali Yisrael d'varim, don't say words to him that lo yuchal la'amud mipnei shi'isbayish mehem. Don't say words to an individual that he's not able to withstand because he's embarrassed by them. That he's not able to deal with it because he's embarrassed by it, by that. So when we were learning this earlier this week, we were talking about it. Is this a commandment based upon, like, you know, what's expected not to be embarrassed about or to be embarrassed about? Or is it based upon each individual? And it comes out, it's based upon every individual. If this individual that I'm talking to, if this personality that I'm dealing with is somebody who has a sensitivity, right? Even if it may not make sense to me, it doesn't make a difference. My obligation is to adjust my words and adjust my conduct towards that person based upon his unique sensitivity. I can't go around saying, well, you know, you shouldn't be so, don't be so sensitive. Don't be so sad. Why are you so sensitive? You know, it's really, that's really very dangerous to say that to somebody. The mitzvah, the commandment not to cause verbal abuse is based upon the subjective experience of that individual. If I know that person has a sensitivity, has a particular trigger, has something which doesn't make any sense to me, but she, he is sensitive to that particular issue, I have a biblical obligation. I have a biblical obligation to be mindful of that and not to say anything which is going to trigger that sensitivity. That's really meeting a person where they're at. It's meeting a person where they're at. It's taking into consideration that unique personality of the individual, and adjusting my words, my behavior towards that person and being sensitive. That's what this commandment tells us about. It's a very, very, such a very, just something to be review all the time. But going back to Yehoshua, so Yehoshua had this really tremendous capacity of a person who understood the ruchos of everyone because he had a super soul, he had a super ruach. That's according to the Orach Chaim. I saw another pshat, which was very interesting, from the Ohev Yisrael. The Ohev Yisrael was the Apter Rav. A little bit of a different understanding of this ruach that Yehoshua had. Yehoshua had the ruach. So he explains, now we say in davening, we talk about the different levels of angels, right? Never really understood or thought about this before, but there are different daragos, different levels of angels out there in the spiritual realms. There are angels called Seraphim, there are angels called Chayos, and there are angels called Ofanim. So whenever you come to this subject, you know, most people just gloss over it, like who knows the difference between these different levels of angels. So he gives us a tremendous insight over here and relates it to people, to the different categories of people in society. So he says, Seraphim, the word Seraphim is actually from the word Seraph, which is a fire. And he says, Seraphim is symbolic and corresponds to a classification of Jewish people called Seraphim too. And this refers to Jewish people who are Seraphim, are called the Tzaddikim, the righteous, Asher b'chol eis v'rega, every single moment, their heart is burning inside of them. They're just burning with enthusiasm, begodel hislavas, from the tremendous fieriness of heartfelt fieriness and chashukas and teshukos and cravings and avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. And every single moment, kol eis, every moment, most from nafshim, they're able to give themselves over for mesiras nefesh, give themselves over for avodas Hashem. They're on fire. They're literally on fire. They're at tzaddikim on fire. Every day, every moment, they're on fire. That corresponds to this highest level of angels called Seraphim. Then you have the next level of angel beneath that is called the Chayos. And the Chayos, from the word Chiyos, life. They also have a life, but not in the same way of this fiery life force that the Seraphim have. These are Tzaddikim whose desire is the Torah of Hashem. And they are learning Torah day and night, learning Lishma, and they're teaching and they're observing and they're keeping the mitzvahs. And they're called the Chayos HaKodesh. These are the holy, energetic members of the people. They're full of energy and chiyos and vitality. Ki HaTorah Hi HaEitz Chayim, because the Torah is an Eitz HaChayim, it's a tree of life for those who will hold on to it. And these are the Chayos HaKodesh V'Nitzchei V'Heim Besod Ruach. And he says that corresponds to the lower level, people of Ruach, people of spirit. And that's the connection over here to Yehoshua, we'll see. Because the people of Ruach are these people with chiyas, with a chiyas, with an energy. The highest level is the Seraphim, this really full of tremendous fire and mesiras nefesh. It's a higher level, which he says corresponds to the highest level of neshama. But this lower level is the spirit, the level of spirit of Ruach. They have spirit, they have the spirit and the energy, vitality of the Torah. They correspond to the chayos, HaKodesh, the next level down. The Ofanim. Well, who are the Ofanim? These are the, he says, the Ofanim are just, you know, everyone. It's like the regular folk, the regular people. He said, the Ofanim are the Balabatim, the regular people, Keshera Yisrael, Kosher, Kosher Yidden. Yeah, good Jews, Balimasa, Matan, people in business. They're just regular people. They're keeping Torah, but they're not on this high level of Chiyas like the Chayos and the Srofim. Vehem besod nefesh, but they correspond to this lower level of the soul called the nefesh. Kiklalis Yisrael, hehem gan bebechinas komash lehem, because the Jewish people consist of the different levels. And the ofanim, also the word ofanim, is in modern Hebrew also, ofanim are wheels, right? Is it even in modern Hebrew? But ofanim are wheels, right? Wheels. And a wheel is turning around. It's always turning around. So it represents types of people who are going up and coming down. They're busy with their work, the panosa, the pa'abim. Sometimes a good thought comes to them when they something, a good thought comes to them. They have good thoughts. They want to listen when they hear. So when they hear baruch hu, they hear kedusha, or they have the desire to go and learn a little bit to daven. You know, they're not always consistent, but they're basically, you know, doing the right thing. But they're like a wheel turning around. The word like a ofen also, and we say like a ofanim are different ways. Ofanim are different ways, like different various ways of doing things. But it represents this kind of varying, fluctuating personality type of person, the regular people. And they're the three levels, the chayos, the srofim, the chayos, and the ofanim. And he says, where did the ofanim, that lowest level of people, where do they get their enthusiasm from? Where do they get the inspiration from? They get the inspiration from the level above them, from the chayos, from the people who are full of ruach and full of vitality for Torah. They're the direct connection. That next level is the direct connection. This is alluded to also in Yecheskel's vision of the Merkava, the divine chariot, because the Pasuk says there in Yecheskel that the ruach of the chaya be'ofanim, the spirit of the chaya was in the ofanim. And there was the ruach of the chayos, the spirit of the chayos, what was influencing and invigorating the ofanim on the actual chariot itself. So it's the same idea. So who do we get most influence from? We get the most influence from people who are a step above us. You see, the people who are so above and beyond and just be, you can't relate to that level, right? You have to have a person or people who are like the step above you to be able to learn from and to be inspired from. People who are so up there, like the on the level of the seraphim, it's hard to relate to. So Moshe, right? Moshe said to Hashem, he said, please Hashem, let the people have a leader who has the madrega of ruach in him. What's the madrega of ruach? The madrega of the chayos, of the people, like the chayos who have a vitality, have the ruach of Torah within him, who have the ruach of Avodas Hashem, not necessarily on the highest level. I understand that maybe I'm on that highest level of the neshama, but the people, because they're like ofanim, they're just regular people with variations and fluctuations, they're going to need a leader who can relate to them, who's on a step above them, yes, a step above them, but can relate to them, but not too high up. And that was Yehoshua, who had a ruach inside him. That's why Hashem said, I'm going to point to you. And really, it fits in with the other explanations as well. Moshe is asking for a leader who can relate to all of the people with all of their fluctuations and all the variety. So Hashem says, I'm going to give you Yehoshua, who has the madrega of ruach. He's a step above the regular people. He's full of chias. He's full of vitality. He's full of enthusiasm. He's devoted to Torah. He's not on the same madrega as me, the neshama of Klal Yisrael, but he's the ruach of Klal Yisrael, and he's your perfect leader, and that's who you have to appoint, and that's who he gave to him, and that's how he explains that. But it's really, you know, it brings down to earth this more lofty idea of the different levels of angels. Now we have a little bit of a relatable kind of sense of that idea of how it relates to our, you know, personal lives as well. But there's another subtlety with this as well. It's really very beautiful. Another subtlety with all of this in this appointment and this delegation of Yehoshua being the next leader. You see, the Pasuk says when Hashem told Moshe to now choose you to take Yehoshua and to designate him as being your successor, so the pasuk says, "Samachtes yaduch olav," put your hand on him, put your hand on him. So this is the smicha process, the smicha ceremony of literally leaning, actually not to put but to lean. Lean your hand upon him. So smicha, just to sidetrack, smicha is ordination. It's translated as more colloquially as rabbinic ordination, but it comes from this time period of when the next leader wasn't just given a certificate and approval, but he was given an act. He was leaned upon by the previous leader, right? This process of leaning. Now the pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe to lean on him with one hand, yodacha, your hand. But what happens next? When he, in the pasuk afterwards, when it says that he actually did this, it says he took Yehoshua v'yamidei lifnei Allah, he stood in before Allah the Kohen, v'yismach es yodav, and he leaned his hands upon him. Right? Hashem told him, lean your hand, and he leans his hands. So Hashem told him to put one hand on him, lean with one hand, and he took two hands and leaned with two hands. So why did he change? Why did he do that? Was that a violation? So the Medrash says on this, he says, so it says, Hashem told him, right, take Yehoshua, v'asa Moshe b'tuv ayin, and Moshe did so with a generous eye, with a very generous eye. As it says, Tov ayin hu yivorach, a generous person is blessed. Moshe lemelech. Now, what's the generosity over here? What generosity was he doing? So the Medrash gives an example, a moshel of a king who told his son, Sha'amu le ben Beso, who told his it says the ben Beso, actually the manager of his house, ten leploni sa'a shalchitim, go and give a sa'a, like a certain volume of wheat to so and so. Holach v'nosle Simon, the manager went and gave two sa'a of wheat to the individual. Amalo, he said to the person he was giving it to, Harisah Mishal Melech, this one sa'a is from the king that he asked me to give to you, and sa'a Mishalin, and the second sa'a is from me, this is my own sa'a. Kach Amar Kodesh Baruch, the same thing happened with Moshe, and Hashem, he said, put one hand on, and Moshe went ahead and put both hands on. To fulfill this idea, he wanted to be generous. Now, what's the generosity? So some explained the generosity was it was a demonstration. He didn't begrudge the fact that he was losing his leadership and it was now being passed on to Yehoshua. So he wanted to kind of give a much greater act of benevolence and kindness and show of favor towards him by putting both hands upon him. So that's the Tov Ayin, the goodness and the generosity of his spirit by leaning both hands. But the question is asked, like, what exactly was the, were these extra, what was the extra hand? Like, what extra gift, what extra commodity was he actually bestowing upon him by putting an extra hand upon him? Like, what was it? What did it consist of? So the answer is, the Pasuk says, that that's actually, Rashi brings his Medrash on this Pasuk. What he gave to him, he said, he did with both hands, v'aso kekli male v'godosh. And Moshe made Yehoshua like a filled up, overflowing vessel. Umilo chachmoso, and filled him up with his own wisdom, ba'ayin yofa, with tremendous generosity. So the extra measure, the extra portion he was giving to him, he was giving over his own chachma, or if we base upon the other commentaries, the Orachayim, he was giving over his neshama, his higher level of neshama. He wanted to kind of overflow him. He wanted to fill him up even more. So exactly how that happened, I don't know, but he was trying to project upon him more than what Yehoshua had to give of himself. That's the extra portion. That's the benevolence he's giving to him. He's sharing with him, directing and projecting upon him, into him, his own chachma, his own high level of neshama. He wants to make him into a vessel which is full and what? Overflowing. Full and overflowing. That's very important, right? This is really important because overflowing, because how do people, you see, until now we've been talking about Yehoshua as being the perfect leader, as the, possessing the, being able to relate to everybody, also having this higher level of ruach, on the levels of chayos, being really connected on a high level, in order to do what? To lead the people, in order to influence people. But how do you influence people? Is it enough just to be able to explain and be able to inspire? It requires the dynamic of overflowing. What is overflowing? Overflowing is not direct, it's indirect. Overflowing, and when something overflows, the Vilna Gaon, for example, there was a story, the Dubna Magid was traveling, he was a famous Magid in Europe, and he was traveling, he came to the city of Vilna, and he asked the Vilna Gaon advice about how do I influence people, what's the best way to influence people? So the Vilna Gaon said, he says, he'll give you a mashal. If you imagine like a big container, and surrounding the big container are a lot of small containers. And if you fill that big container with water, you fill it up. What happens? It naturally flows over and pours over into the other containers. That's the way to influence people. The way to influence people, fill yourself up. Be filled up and filled up and filled up and overflow. It will naturally, organically influence the people around you. Right? Tremendous lesson, because we always think about how do you influence people by speeches, by inspirational talks, by deliveries and by commandments and all these different ways of communication. The best way to influence people is overflow. And Moshe wanted to make Yehoshua into an overflowing container that organically, by him being overflowing, with all of the chokhmah filled up, with that chokhmah inside of him, he'll naturally overflow and influence the people around him. And it's a beautiful idea. So going back to the altar of Nevardik in this Madregas Adam, the same piece over here, he gives a further explanation for this trait of Ruach inside Yehoshua. Remember, Hashem said, I'm going to give Yehoshua, has a Ruach singular inside of him. And it really fits into what I just said, because he says the following. He says, he gave him Yehoshua has a Ruach inside of him. He says the following. He says, Shiesh ba Ruach, he has the Ruach in him to be a manig upon himself, to be a leader upon himself. He has the Ruach, and there's the word Ruach in his understanding here, is that he has a Ruach inside of himself to lead himself. He has a Ruach of leadership and power and spirit over himself. V'adam kazeh, such an individual is fit to be a leader on the community. Because by his own Ruach, being so strong, and again in the words of the Medrash, like overflowing within himself. Nothing about consciously thinking about the other person, but I'm consciously thinking about myself, making sure that my Ruach inside of me is strong and fortified and energized, to the point that I can control my nature, I can control my proclivities, my desires. I have control over myself. For lifter latzmo, to be able to respond to myself, to my own internal questions and quandaries and difficulties. Al pi hashkofa amitis, according to the true hashkofa, the true outlook of the Torah. Ve'enu mefachad mikol harucha shebolam. I'm not concerned about what other people think. I don't care about what reaction I get from somebody, my friend, my spouse, my children, my parent, whoever they are. I don't care about what reaction they have if I go ahead and dominate my proclivities and do what's right because it's the right thing to do. I'm not concerned about those people. Adam kazeh yochel lahanegaz, that person could be a leader. That person can be a leader. Lachanchon kolechot chinucho hamyuchelo, to be able to educate them according to what they need for their education. Lefi dargosim uhusa, according to their level and according to their nature. That's the key. That's the same thing as being brimming over, spilling over from within yourself. If I have within myself that the traits within myself of self-mastery, of chachma, of neshama, and I fill myself up in such a fashion that I'll naturally spill over to the other people, that's called a manic, because people are influenced by what? Example. You know, you're more influenced by people living, walking the talk than talking the talk. Right? That's his nature. You're more inspired by people who walk the talk than talking the talk. You can talk and talk and talk. You sound great. You sound wonderful. You sound so smart. You have all this chokhmah. But it's until we walk the talk, it's not going to influence a person. And that's what he says. Yeshua was someone who had a ruach inside of him to dominate himself. He had the control, he had the self-mastery of his own traits, his own personality. And with that, he was able to influence everybody else around him. So with all of these commentaries together, it really paints a phenomenal picture of what a true leader is. Put them all together, a leader is somebody who, A, can relate to the people around him, can relate to all of the various personalities and natures of people around him. And again, this is not just talking about leaders out there. We're all leaders. I'm a leader. You're a leader. We're all leaders in our sphere of influence around the family members and friends. We're all leaders. We have to always look at ourselves as being leaders, because every person we come into contact with, we are influencing them. So we have to always look at ourselves. So how do I become an ideal leader and an influencer? A, I have to be able to relate and connect and be able to meet people where they're at. B, I have to be have within myself the levels of enthusiasm and connection and fulfillment of the Torah. But more than that, it should be brimming over. It should really be brimming over. And it goes deeper than just simply that I have the knowledge in my head and I can talk and relate or talk and articulate ideas well to other people. It's got to literally be brimming over in the facet of organic influence by example, that I'm living it and I'm really living it and demonstrating that behavior so that other people can be influenced by it. That's the mark of a good leader. So that's what we learn from Yehoshua. So let us all be inspired by that to be able to rise higher, become better leaders ourselves in our own spheres of influence, to learn more and to walk the talk. Is that right? To walk the talk, not just to talk the talk, but to walk it and to have that self-mastery, to have a ruach inside of ourselves to be able to be the best that we can become.